texts as institutional coordinators. Institutional texts are designed. They are, as we will see in Chapter 9, interlocking, rather than intertextual. Setting their categories, concepts, and frames is highly politicized, not only in those settings ordinarily thought of as political. Texts are key to institutional coordinating, regulating the concerting of people's work in institutional settings in the ways they impose an accountability to the terms they establish. Gillian Walker, 1990, explores the struggles in the early days of the women's movement in Canada, both within the movement and between the movement and the government, over how to conceptualize and make institutionally actionable. More on this topic in Chapter 9, The Violence Inflicted on Women by Their Male Partners. She examines the texts of a series of reports produced over a 7-year period as moments in a conceptual process, bringing into being a social problem. 65. She traces the processes through which women's experiences of violence were translated into the formalized terms that made possible political struggle. Walker, 1990, and how political struggle transformed movement activists and the character of the